Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking about Bonds and Clemens getting in, if they're going to get in. If you want to count greenies or amphetamines, there's a handful of players in the entire Hall of Fame who weren't habitual users or at least experimented with them. This is our boy Bob Nightingale's comment. Guys took things ever since baseball existed. McCovey recently told the San Francisco Chronicle, it may not have been steroids, but guys took things like those greenies and stuff so they could play the next day. You're telling me everybody's as clean as a whistle? You played against guys who were doing the same thing he was doing, so what the heck? Even Bond's godfather and McCovey's teammate, Hall of Famer Willie Mays, was named as a source of amphetamines by former Mets and Pirates first baseman John Milner in the 85 Pittsburgh drug trials. So suddenly now everybody has morals and we're supposed to keep out anyone that ever used performance-enhancing drugs. And so think about this. Two guys who combined for 15 MVPs and Cy Young Awards, 13 more than the combined total of the six likely inductees. It'll be Jones, Tomei, Guerrero, Hoffman, Jack Morris, and Trammell are some of the guys getting in. We'll be sitting home, Bonds and Clemens, for the sixth consecutive year. And by the way, Bonds and Clemens failed as many drug tests as anyone and everyone who's ever been or who'll be inducted into Cooperstown. Zero. You know, and then did you hear anyone complaining when Sosa and McGuire invigorated the game in 98 with a home run race, shattering Mariners' single season record? How about when Clemens helped lead the Yankees to two of their three consecutive World Series titles? Sure, there were always whispers about steroid use. And in 95, I chronicled the growing concern, this is Nightingale, among players and MLB officials about the apparent epidemic, but public complaints were rare. Management never scolded anyone, and fans continued to worship their favorite players, whether accused of cheating or not. You want hypocrisy? Wait till next year when Andy Pettit and his glossy resume is on the ballot. This is great stuff. Meanwhile, we're sitting there. I mean, it really is great stuff. If you want to feel for someone, check out Fred McGriff, who had 493 home runs, drove in 1,550 runs, but who hasn't sniffed the Hall of Fame simply because his stats were dwarfed by sluggers in the steroid era. I guess I was the dummy, McGriff said. My line of demarcation involving PED users on the Hall of Fame ballot is whether or not a player tested positive and was suspended at any time in his career. Manny Ramirez may have been one of the greatest right-handed hitters in baseball history, but with two failed drug tests and 150 games worth of suspension, he's out. A-Rod, who hit .696, fourth most in history, is out too, having been suspended for the entire 2014 season for performance-enhancing drug use. So now, that's my point of this whole thing. That guy got suspended by baseball for a year. That guy is the biggest face of drug use in baseball history. Is he not, A-Rod? Meanwhile, look at him. He's got all the jobs in the world in baseball. How funny is it that that guy is now the biggest name he is in sports television in baseball? Is he not? Who's bigger than Alex Rodriguez in baseball? Television. Who? Tell me who it is.
He's probably the biggest now. I mean, Smoltz is probably the best, you know, in-game analyst right now they got going.
And what does he do? Is he doing, TBS and stuff?
Right.
No one cares about that.
Fox, I believe he does.
Oh, Fox?
He does now, too, yes.
No one cares.
I love John. He does all that stuff.
I love John Smoltz. Good guy. I know him. I've known him from my days in Atlanta. But he's, trust me. There's A-Rod and there's John Smoltz. No one cares about John Smoltz.
But it's been that way.
Is that true?
It's true. It's 100% true. He is the highest profile.
Nightingale won't vote for him for the Hall of Fame with 696 home runs.
Well,
would you vote for him for the Hall of Fame?
100%. 100%.
If that guy's not a Hall of Famer, then who is?
I'd put Bonds in. I'd put Clemens in. I'd even put Manny Ramirez in. So.
But A-Rod. Is he not one of the best baseball players you ever saw in your life?
No
in your
doubt.
Entire lifetime, even when he was young and wasn't on drugs?
No doubt.
He would get into the Hall of Fame on Seattle alone, and Bonds would get into the Hall of Fame on Pittsburgh alone.
They would, but you can't separate the one from the other. And you got to remember, too, A-Rod didn't just get suspended that one time. He got busted twice.
Stop. Do you believe that Bonds is not getting in? In 3 years from now, do you think he's in? Because I do.
Probably
I think he gets. How do you let these other guys in that have been accused of it and everything and then not let him in? He's never been busted for it. It's just been all accusations. They if they were such hot smart asses, they would have nailed him, and they never did. They had him. They thought they had him. They had him. He slipped through their fingers. The federal government couldn't even bring Barry Bonds to his knees. They lost. Boom. Simple as that. They got nothing on him. He's scot-free. He didn't commit the murder. They couldn't prove it. Without a shadow of a doubt, they couldn't prove it. All charges dropped. What do they got on him? Nothing. And the fact that he can't get in it is hilarious to me. Because a bunch of what? Baseball writers don't like him? Because everybody hated him. You have to understand, people hated his guts. That's why another reason he's not in. There's one reason, drugs. Second, you know, the steroids. Secondly, I think the bigger reason is because everyone hated him. Everyone hated him. I told you a million times on this show, he's the biggest jerk I ever met in my life. But he's the best baseball player I ever watched in my life, bar none.
And that's the difference between him and Maguire and Sosa. Like, Maguire and Sosa with their home run chase, everybody loved them. They were, you know, the darlings because they brought into it. They were cool with the media. They were nice. Then when he did his home run chase, everybody rooted against him because he was such a tool.
Sammy Sosa, they won't even invite him to Wrigley Field. They won't even let him come to an old-timers game. He's not even in baseball anymore. What do they call him, Dracula? Well, I mean, they make fun of that guy more than anyone. Have you ever seen anything like that guy has been vilified off the face of the earth, and he's no different than A-Rod. Meanwhile, A-Rod's the most popular TV personality in sports, in baseball. Maybe in sports. Who's bigger? Like, honestly, that you watch every day some athlete that's become a – who are they? That's on TV doing games.
The NFL guys.
Barkley and Shaq are the biggest two television personalities in sports.
No doubt.
Football?
Your two big NFL – your NFL guys would be
– Collinsworth.
Romo, Aikman. And
Romo Aikman
and Gruden were the 4A teams this year.
I have to tell you, that is just, I could care less. This is just me. I could care less about Tony Romo calling a game. In fact, the other day when he was doing a game, he was making so many noises, I thought he was having sex watching a game. Did you hear him doing the game? He made more noises than I hear in bed. Honestly, not in my bed, but. On TV. In my bed, there's a lot of noise. Are we on the air, actually?
And the thing is, too, once those riders...
Check.
Let Pudge in, you lost the moral high ground. You can no longer say we're not letting steroid users in when you let him slip through.
But they did let him through.
Right, exactly. So they can no longer eventually, you know, they can't hold these guys out forever saying we're never letting any in. Well, you did, so...
Are these guys not the biggest crock of phonies ever, these baseball writers?
The biggest.
Now, the Baseball Writers Association of America, I respect these guys. I respect the writers. I'm friends with a lot of them. Miller, Madden, Harper... Nightingale, I'm friends with all of them. So, but honestly, the way they vote and don't vote for these guys, Heyman, all of them, honestly, it's hypocrisy in the highest order, is it not? It's a popularity. Trust me, more people don't want him in because of that they hated him than the drugs that they never nailed him for. That's it. But how about your boy? He mentioned Pettit. Now, Andy Pettit is one of these born-again Christians, right? He's all Mr. Religion. And is he going to lie his way through this, too, with, like, you know, riding God's shoulders into the Hall of Fame because he's so pure and Christian? But meanwhile, the whole time he was doing it, right? He was busted doing it, was he not? And he admitted it. He told the truth, right?
And he admitted it.
But he's going to get in because he's...
How many of these guys admit it?
Everybody thinks he's the nicest guy in the world.
He's not getting in. He's not getting in right away, I can tell you that.
Okay.
But I'll tell you why. Messina,
I don't think he's getting in right away
Messina
either.
Messina and Schilling haven't gotten in, and his career is comparable with those two guys.
And you know what they think of Schilling, these same writers? They think he's a kook.
Well, that's why his percentage is small, gone down a little
bit each year. They judge them on that behavior and not the baseball numbers, right? should they be
Which
judged?
It should not be. You're 100% right.
It should be based purely on their performance in the game, but they judge them based on their behavior in society.
Yes.
Schilling's a whack job, right? And his political views, his businesses went bankrupt, he went broke, so they don't like him. They think he's an idiot. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean...
And his political statements have been outrageous, right? He's half crazy. Doesn't he say something? He thinks he's going to be the president of the United States.
He says a lot of crazy stuff.
He's a Martian, okay? But they're not going to vote him in because of it. Instead of that he was a great player. It should be about your performance playing. You cannot deny that A-Rod in Seattle or Bonds in Pittsburgh get in. I don't care what they did elsewhere. And then they never nailed him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.